With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Mitch McConnell has announced he'll step down as Senate Republican leader in November. The 82-year-old Kentucky lawmaker is the longest-serving Senate leader in history. McConnell says he plans to serve out his Senate term, which ends in January 2027. Hunter Biden appearing on Capitol Hill for a closed-door deposition with lawmakers, speaking with reporters, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says Biden's deposition is the next step in the impeachment inquiry into his father and their family's business affairs.
With each interview, we learn more information. We find more potential evidence that needs to be obtained, more hints, more accusations that need to be investigated. So as long as we keep getting new information in, we're going to continue to pursue. I'm ready to try to begin to close this investigation.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. Also at SRNnews.com, the latest attempts to secure a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza under a microscope after President Biden signaled a ceasefire could be close.
Israeli officials said Biden's comments came as a surprise and were not made in coordination with the country's leadership. A Hamas official played down any sense of progress, saying the group wouldn't soften its demands. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said,
"We're closer today than we were yesterday, but no, the I's haven't been crossed and the T's haven't been dotted. As I said, we don't have a deal. And we're trying to get one, and we're trying to push this over the finish line."
The potential deal could see a six-week pause in fighting, in which Hamas would release dozens of Israeli hostages in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. I'm Karen Chamas.
Stocks are in the red. The Dow is down 103 points, and the Nasdaq losing 93. This is SRN News. With yesterday's Michigan primaries in the record books, all eyes in the political world now turning to Super Tuesday next week. With an estimated 40 million Christians choosing to sit out the last election, Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills, California, is urging faith-based voters to head to the polls next Tuesday.
"This is a perfect moment for us Christians. Please go do the right thing, no matter what. Find a candidate that's pro-life. Start there." "Well, Jack, they're all sinners." "Yes, so are you. So am I. Jesus is not on the ballot. That's not going to happen, okay? The answer is not going to be in the White House. It's not in the State House. It's going to be in God's house. But listen, I believe that because God gave you and I a constitutional republic, don't you dare bury your vote in the sand. Even if we are so outnumbered, at least we'll get judged in the last day before Jesus having done the right thing, rather than sit it out."
Voters in 16 states will decide primary races next week. This is SRN News. The European Bloc says there's been a sharp rise in the number of people seeking refuge in the Bloc.
"The highest number of people come from Syria, obviously fleeing war, also Afghans. That's quite a long list of other nationalities as well. So it's putting a lot of strain on the system. The backlog at the moment for processing asylum claims has become quite long because countries are also dealing separately with the 4.4 million Ukrainians who are getting temporary protection following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So what the EU's asylum agency is saying is that national authorities are actually being pushed to their limits."
BBC correspondent Jessica Parker. Germany moving forward on peace treaty talks between Armenia and Azerbaijan, welcoming the two countries' foreign ministers to Berlin. Those two countries have a long history of disputes, with the most recent border skirmish leaving at least four Armenian soldiers dead earlier in mid-February. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.